Welcome back to Inclusive Classrooms in Action. I'm your host, Sarah, an elementary inclusive education teacher. Today, I want to share a story that has reshaped not just how my students write, but how they learn. This episode is all about the speech-to-text tool Read and Write, and how it has allowed many of my students to finally express what they know clearly, confidently, and independently. Let me start with a familiar scene. A student sits with a pencil raised above a blank page. Their brow is furrowed, their leg is bouncing, and the clock is ticking. It's not that they lack ideas, they're overflowing with them. But the moment they try to put pen to paper, everything gets stuck. The physical act of writing becomes the barrier. In my role in inclusive education, I see this constantly: students with fine motor challenges, ADHD, dysgraphia, language-based learning disabilities, and many neurodiverse profiles who are brilliant thinkers, but whose written output doesn't reflect their understanding. Research shows why. Handwriting demands coordination, memory, language formulation, and metacognitive persistence. And for many students, these demands stack up quickly. All of this led me to a difficult but essential question. When we ask students to write, what exactly are we assessing? Are we asking them to demonstrate content knowledge, critical thinking, and creativity? Or are we unintentionally evaluating handwriting and letter formation? When several of my students started producing almost nothing on paper, despite being able to verbally explain concepts, that question became unavoidable. If our goal is to understand what students know, then relying on pen and paper alone simply isn't equitable. That's when I introduced Read and Write, a digital literacy support tool designed with accessibility in mind. It offers text-to-speech, dictionaries, vocabulary builders, proofreading tools, and most importantly for many of my learners, talk and type, the speech-to-text function. Before I dive into its impact, it's worth looking back for a moment. Historically, word processing was a game-changer for students with disabilities. For the first time, students who struggled with handwriting had a more accessible option. But typing brought its own challenges. Keyboarding requires motor coordination, finger sequencing, and a level of automaticity that many students, especially those with fine motor delays or processing differences, struggled to achieve. For some, the barrier simply shifted from pencil to keyboard. Speech-to-text removes that barrier. By allowing students to express ideas orally and see them instantly appear on the screen, it opens the door to participation without requiring mastery of yet another physical skill. It bridges the gap in a way previous tools never fully could. We trained both students and educational assistants to use it, emphasizing gradual independence. And immediately, everything shifted. Instead of having educational assistants transcribe their ideas, with the risk of accidentally altering student voice, students could now dictate their own thoughts in their own words. The authenticity of their writing increased dramatically. Independence increased, and the sense of relief in the room was palpable. Accessibility and equity. Students who had previously been hindered by handwriting were suddenly empowered to express themselves fully. One student who struggled with dysgraphia went from writing two disconnected sentences to creating paragraphs. Another student, overwhelmed by the pressure of writing tasks, began completing assignments, dictating ideas as quickly as they came to mind. By shifting the assessment from handwriting to thinking, we created a more equitable and accurate picture of each student's abilities, confidence, and motivation. What surprised me most were the emotional changes. Students began describing writing as easy and less scary. With the pressure of spelling and neatness gone, they were able to focus on meaning. Using Read and Write's text-to-speech to listen to their drafts, students practiced self-correction with a sense of pride, something that simply didn't happen when they were overwhelmed by handwriting. Their confidence grew not because the tool lowered expectations, but because it allowed them to finally reach those expectations. Engagement and focus. Once handwriting was no longer a roadblock, students became more engaged. Tasks that previously triggered frustration or avoidance were now approached with interest and sometimes even excitement. Students stayed on task longer, produced more, and shared their ideas more openly. This is exactly what Universal Design for Learning emphasizes. When barriers are removed, engagement naturally increases. Growth in writing development. Of course, increased quantity didn't automatically mean improved quality. Some students spoke in run-on sentences or forgot punctuation. Others assumed that once the words were on the screen, they were done. This gave us an opportunity to explicitly teach revision using features like Checkit, dictionaries, and the vocabulary tools. We reframe speech-to-text not as a finished product, but as a powerful starting draft, one that still required a writer's eye. Before I go any further, I want to pause and zoom in on something I started to notice, quietly at first, and then unmistakably, once my students began using Read and Write. It wasn't just that they were producing more writing or showing more confidence. There was a deeper shift happening in the room, something almost atmospheric. The energy changed. Students weren't just completing tasks, they were settling into rhythms that fit them. Some leaned closer to their screens, speaking softly into their microphones. Others typed a few lines, stopped, listened back, and smiled when the words sounded just right. A few students who often felt rushed began working with this calm, steady focus I hadn't seen before. It made me realize what I was witnessing wasn't just improved output. It was ownership. Students were beginning to shape their own learning experience, not according to the pace or style the class followed, but according to the pace and style that worked for them. And that's when it became clear to me the true power of this tool wasn't simply in what it produced, but in how it allowed each student to show up as themselves. Personalization, adaptability, and individual pacing. One of the most transformative aspects of adopting Read and Write has been the personalization it allows. Technology doesn't just remove barriers, it adapts to students. And when students can interact with learning tools that match their strengths, interests, and processing needs, they thrive. With Read and Write, students can choose the mode that suits them, speaking, typing, handwriting, or blending all three. A student who needs to hear text read aloud can use the readback feature. A student who benefits from visual reinforcement can highlight vocabulary words or click on picture dictionaries. Another student may move between voice-to-text and traditional typing depending on fatigue, task type, or personal preference. For one student with ADHD, text-to-speech provided just enough auditory support to keep her anchored in multi-step tasks. For a multilingual learner, the picture dictionary helped bridge meaning without disrupting the flow of writing. And for a student who processes slowly, the ability to pause, listen, revise, and repeat gave them the space to work at a pace where they could actually succeed. This adaptability reflects an important principle. Students don't all learn in the same way or at the same speed. Technologies like Read and Write allow them to customize their learning experiences, moving forward when they're ready, pausing when they need time, and interacting with content in ways that feel intuitive and attainable. It's a level of flexibility that traditional writing tools simply can't match. Challenges and considerations. Of course, embracing new technology isn't without challenges. Some students initially struggled to navigate the icons and needed anchor charts for support. Speech recognition doesn't work perfectly with every voice or accent. And yes, there's always the risk that students rely too heavily on automated tools and neglect the development of foundational writing skills. There's also the reality that not all students have access to Read and Write at home. The digital divide impacts how consistently they can practice these skills outside of school. But these challenges aren't reasons to avoid assistive technology. They're reasons to implement it thoughtfully, intentionally, and with proper scaffolds. UDL and the bigger picture. What excites me most about Read and Write is how seamlessly it aligns with universal design for learning. It offers multiple means of expression. It reduces unnecessary barriers. And most importantly, it promotes a classroom culture where students with diverse profiles can demonstrate their learning meaningfully. This is inclusive education in action, designing environments where no student's potential is restricted by the tools they're given. Looking back, integrating Read and Write didn't just change how my students write, it changed how they experience learning. It reminded me that accessibility isn't an add-on, it's a foundation. And when students are given tools that adapt to them, rather than forcing them to adapt to the tool, they flourish. Speech-to-text doesn't replace writing instruction, effort, or creativity. It simply ensures that students' ideas are not lost behind barriers they cannot overcome. It opens the door to participation, confidence, and genuine expression. Thanks for joining me on this episode. If you're a teacher wondering whether assistive technology belongs in your classroom, I'll leave you with this. When we make space for diverse learners to show what they know, we don't just improve their writing. We build a future where every student has an equal voice.